who started the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City is less than 3 weeks away. A sure sign that the games are close is that aspiring Olympians are going to court. The often fierce competition to make an Olympic team has resulted in arbitration hearings for two U.S. athletes this week. One starts today. The legal options have increased in recent years for elite athletes who believe they've been cheated in some way. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In their minds, bobsledder Jen Davidson and speed skater Tommy O'Hare should be preparing for Salt Lake City right now. Davidson and longtime bobsled partner Gene Racine were one of the best teams in the world, considered medal favorites in the upcoming Olympic competition. Tommy O'Hare was in position to make the men's team in short track speed skating, an exciting event like roller derby without the malicious elbows. But both athletes say there was plenty of malice involved in keeping them out of the Olympics. Now they'll each ask an arbitrator to help them get in. Thursday in San Diego, Davidson will testify that Jean Racine unfairly ended her partnership with Davidson in favor of another bobsledder. And starting today in Colorado, Tommy O'Hare will contend that fellow speed skaters, including star Apollo Ohno, fixed a qualifying race so a good friend of Ohno's, instead of O'Hare, would grab the last Olympic team spot. Steve Smith is an attorney for U.S. speed skating.
I mean, these are very serious charges, and it's important for us as a sport to get to the bottom of this, and we view the arbitration process as part of that, you know, as part of that, getting to the bottom of it.
The Amateur Sports Act of 1978 first gave Olympic-level athletes the right to take their grievances to arbitration through the American Arbitration Association. But even 2 years later, many athletes, like Olympian John Ruger, didn't really know what their rights were.
If you had a complaint, you went to the coach, and if the coach didn't solve it, you figured that was it. That was the only avenue you had. I was unaware of the Amateur Sports Act in 1980 when I was competing.
A lot has changed since then. For the past 3 years, it's been John Ruger's job to make elite U.S. athletes aware of their rights. He's the U.S. Olympic Committee's first athlete ombudsman. In the run-up to Salt Lake City, Ruger has been working with the Utah State Bar to find a dozen lawyers who'll be on call during the Olympics to help athletes for free. And no doubt athletes will take advantage. Those who work in sports law, like Mady Olivo, say the number of grievances has grown as the Olympics have gotten bigger.
Sports is definitely a business, and the reason that these athletes care so much is not just their honor and their reputation, but also their income-generating ability.
Mady Olivo is a member of the Court of Arbitration for Sport, or CAS. Since 1996, CAS has been the final word on international disputes at the Olympic Games. Touting itself as fast, fair, and free, CAS has given Olympic athletes an option to lengthy and expensive court hearings. But while CAS makes the process easier, it's not there to automatically help athletes. Olivo was part of the CAS panel at the 2000 Summer Games that upheld a controversial decision to strip teenage gymnast Andrea Radican of her gold medal because of an unintentional doping violation.
That was really awful. It was just awful. But we had to interpret the rules that were in place.
Which is what the arbitrators in the Davidson and O'Hare cases will try to do this week, fully aware that ruling in favor of one athlete could hurt another, and also aware that any dramatic steps, like redoing a disputed race, must be taken quickly. U.S. Olympic team rosters have to be set by next Monday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.